Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin. Welcome back to the Vince Del Monte Podcast. Got a brand new guest here, another fellow member from the $100 Million Mastermind that I got a chance to meet back in Beverly Hills when we could do normal things like hang out and breathe on each other and ride buses together and go to cool venues together. I think we're going to be doing one pretty soon. Zach, are you going to Miami soon?
Hey, what's up, Vince? Great to be here. So right now I'm in South Korea. It's 5 a.m. here. And man, the only thing is like when we leave, we actually have to do a 14-day quarantine when we come back to Korea. So I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to this one because I've now spent over 3.5 months in quarantine, been tested over 36 times. So man, I'm comfortable being here for a while, I think.
Gotcha. Okay. Understandable. Hey, we're here to talk about Instagram growth hacking today. This is your zone of genius, your superpower. When I got word that you've helped guys like Russell Brunson, Les Brown, Robert Kiyosaki, and John Lee grow their accounts and become even bigger brands than they currently are, I was really excited to connect with you. I loved it, first of all, before we dive into learning how to leverage your Instagram account, learning how to monetize it, learning how to work with the top 1% in the industry, and just understanding the do's and the don'ts. I know this platform's constantly changing. Sometimes our engagement is up. We're like 2-3%, then it comes down to 0.5%. I'm like, what the heck did we do differently? What do we do now? And I'm looking forward to gaining some insights on how to actively grow my Instagram following and maximize its potential. So first of all, though, Zach, tell us a bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? What kind of activities were you into? And how did you, talk us up and tell how you got into this world of Instagram growth marketing?
Yeah, so I was actually born in South Korea and then adopted by my parents in Iowa. So I pretty much grew up in Iowa, lived there my whole life, went to high school, college there. But growing up for me was hard because one, I look different, right? I'm like this Asian looking kid and growing up in the middle of Iowa. And two, I had the speech impediment. So I wouldn't talk to people and I couldn't talk to people. So I couldn't actually say the letter R until I was in my 20s. So I was a very shy kid. I never really had a lot of friends and life wasn't looking too good for me until I found dance. So I was really into like working out back then and breakdancing, and dance became my voice. It became my superpower, something I was really good at and passionate about, and something I did better than other people. And so that kind of boosted my confidence. And then I started traveling and winning competitions, doing battles in Chicago and places all over the Midwest. And then I eventually danced my way onto So You Think You Can Dance, which is a really big competition. I think they're in their like 17th season now. And that just took me off. So it took me around the world. I was in 50 countries just teaching dance, just teaching workshops. And then, yeah, man, I did that for several years. So I was actually, I don't know if you know about this, but I was actually a personal trainer too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
What, can we find these dance videos online anywhere?
Yeah. You can find all my dance videos online. If you type in like Zach Benson, like my mate Nate, like he's a big Thai influencer, 5 million subscribers, or Zach Benson Breakdance.
Got it.
Find some of my old battles. And
no kidding.
Let me tell you this, Vince, what was crazy, and this is also part of my story, was I went to school for health promotion, like exercise science and Spanish. And right after I found my birth mother in Korea, because I went back and did that, my parents were like, when are you going to actually use your college major and do something with it? So then I moved back to Iowa. I studied the personal training test, NSCA, like three times. I failed it. I was just a bad student. And finally I made it. and I started working at a gym and started doing really well and started breaking sales records. And I became really cocky and confident. And then they were like, okay, what are you going to do? Do you want to be here at the gym, or do you want to be like dancing around the world and teaching dance workshops? Because you got to choose one. Because I was pursuing both. And then the guy ended up firing me from my dance job, my personal training job, because I was teaching dance so much. And then I got a job at YMCA to just pay the bills. My mom and dad were angry and mad at me because they spent all this money for me to go to college. And then that was when I took that leap of faith and went for my dancing dreams, got onto the TV show, and then started making $1,000 an hour just teaching dance workshops for 7 years.
No kidding. So that was a primary form of income for 7 years, dance instruction?
Yes, dance instruction. Teaching's my passion. So I just want to make people better and improve their performance, really, in all aspects of life. And I figured out a way how to monetize it, because even though I wasn't the best and I never won So You Think You Can Dance competition, I was like, I'm good enough to teach breakdance to other studios and other competition studios and teach them some tricks and cool moves that they can use for their competitions and charge a pretty good price for that. So I was always thinking of how I can create a win-win with people. So I was like, if I come to your studio, let's do three classes, three age groups, ages 5 to 8, 9 to 12, 13 and up. I'll do 2 hours per class. You have to get at least, you know, 15 students minimum per class. And we'll charge $40 per student, and you keep 5 to 10, right? So 30 times 15, you know, per class, three classes. I was doing like maybe 2 to 3 studios like that per week. And that's how I was able to make a six-figure income, just teaching dance.
Wow.
And that was part of my story. Yeah.
I want to rewind on something you said there that jumped out. You said no need to be the best. And I think this is going to tie into what we talk about soon about growing your Instagram account, where someone might say, yeah, but I'm not Russell Brunson. I'm not Robert Kiyosaki. I'm not Les Brown. Do I really deserve to gain more attention? And maybe just speak to somebody who feels like they need to arrive at a certain level, or they need permission before they do something. How would you help somebody crash through that mindset?
Yeah, I learned early on that from my parents that you could just always try your best. I was never the smartest kid in school. Always failing or just like 17 on my ACT score. So I was that kid, right? Just couldn't pay attention. So my mindset was just like, just do it as fast as I can. I'm just an action taker, massive action taker. So I don't think too much. I just do things and I make things happen because I don't want to miss out on the opportunities. So my mindset, I think, came from this because of dancing. Like, the way that I feel the music is different than the way that you feel the music and other people do, but that's your style and that's the way you move. And so when you listen and you simply move, that's called freestyle. And sometimes it looks bad and sometimes it looks ugly, but you tweak it, you make it look better, you use the mirror, you go back to the lab and you start to make moves and kind of foundational things that you can use when you're dancing to make it look better. But My mindset and how to get people over that is just don't be afraid of looking bad. Don't be afraid of what other people think and say about you. You have a voice that matters, that's important, and it needs to be heard because you're special and your opinion and ideas are worth listening to. And that's how I also got over the speech impediment, because my speech therapist was like, Zach, if you quit my classes, you'll never be able to say the letter R. Like, no one will be able to understand you and you won't amount to much. And I heard that when I was like 7 years old, and I quit the classes. But because I was afraid of speaking and because I was trying too hard to like speak perfectly, I always messed it up. But when I started to relax, started to not care, and started to just simply speak, people were like, wow, you have a powerful voice. And I can't even tell that you have a speech impediment. You speak just fine. But it was because I was trying so hard to be perfect that I messed it all up. So then I had two breakthroughs. And tying this back in the Instagram, once I got through those breakthroughs, once I broke my back in India and I couldn't, and I was rushed to the hospital and I couldn't do any dance anymore. Doctor came in and he was like, you got to have a couple of surgeries. I don't think you'll be able to dance anymore. What are you going to do? And so it's that same buddy of mine who I grew up in elementary school with saying, Zach, you got to get in on this Instagram stuff. Like me and my brother, we're making a ton of money on Instagram. Get in on this. This was 2015 when Instagram, like, oh, yeah, it was around a couple of years or so. And I bought into a 400,000 follower Instagram account in the comedy space niche. And we started growing other comedians or want aspiring comedians. It was like a meme page. And I bought 10%. I sent $10,000 check to Miami. And at that time, my bank account was zero after that. Because all the surgeries and stuff and not having the insurance. And it was expensive. But I trusted the guy. And then we started to grow people's accounts to get more money. And we just rinsed and repeated the process. And I started buying more accounts, learned everything I could about Instagram, hired kids with millions of followers. I was like, hey, how much do you charge for a power hour? Like, I'll pay you $500 or $1,000. Teach me everything you know about Instagram. And I'll even buy some accounts from you. And then if you do well, then I can hire you and for some jobs. And that's how I built my network. And, you know, that's how we're working with some of the best now.
No kidding. So I just wanted to catch that. So a power hour is when you just hire someone straight up to download as much as you can for a flat fee. Is that right?
Yeah. And these were teenagers, like 15, 16 years old, but they had millions of followers. And I'm sure, like, you guys are wondering, like, oh, is it worth it? Like, it's so hard to grow in 2021. Or it's like you said, I'm not like someone famous with millions of followers or New York Times bestseller. But the most important thing is that you get your content out there, because you never know who's watching or you never know who really needs to hear your message or your story. And by just putting it out there and not being afraid to put it out there, like, you could really save and impact some lives.
Yeah, no kidding. What would you say? Let's shift it towards, this was all really good. I love hearing the story, the backstory, what's made you who you are. It starts to make sense. Things start to become clear on why you're having success and what you're doing later on. Let's shift to Instagram content. Like, what's the foundation of a great Instagram account? What's the catalyst? What's something, like, if I'm getting you to help me grow, like, what's something that I need to bring to the table that you can't do for me? You know what I'm saying? What's the secret sauce? What's the it factor that I need to have, or at least I need to be developing in order for our relationship to grow my account to be effective?
Yeah, with great content comes more growth. You can't just simply post and grow these days in 2021. So that's why people hire my company, Assistagram, because we have such a big network so that we can basically promote these clients' accounts on our accounts and do shout outs and promote you until you get your followers. But still, there's ways to grow semi-organically and for free. And even if you look at my Zach Vacay account, it's all what's called viral repost. Okay. So I grew my account from zero, from scratch, without spending any money on it, just by simply reposting other travel creators' travel videos onto my wall, giving them credit, and using what's called engagement groups, getting other people to comment on these posts to make them go viral and reach more people. And that's how I grew my account, Vince. And that's how other people who are just starting out, you're like, man, I don't have a lot of money. Like, I don't have the $10,000 right now to just simply, like, maybe invest. How do you grow? It's with viral reposts. Think who you want to reach and begin with the end in mind. Okay. So if you're like a fitness influencer, you need to repost other fitness videos from other creators. Let's say, like, a workout of the day or an interesting workout or some tips and tricks about, like, diet and nutrition, or some before and afters. Like, these are all things that you can post, but it doesn't always have to be your content. You can also repost other content from other inspirational fitness videos that inspire you. And
That's interesting, because I think what happens is there's like this scarcity mindset that, well, I'm supposed to be the face of my brand and I'm supposed to have, it's supposed to be all my content. But what you're saying is that it's okay to leverage other people's content to start getting some traction, getting some momentum. And I'm starting to do that on my Instagram account. I actually put this video up of two bears going up a mountain, the baby bear and the mother bear, and the baby bear keeps falling down. And all of a sudden, like, we get a couple thousand views in an IGTV. Then this one got like 26,000 views overnight. And I'm like, where do I find more videos like this? Because it quickly showed me what was possible with my account.
Yes, yes. And there's an art to finding, curating, like, kind of content. Because once you start to do it over and over again, you have an eye that, like, you're looking for this type of content because it has viral potential. And it also keeps things fresh, too, because, you know what, you want to keep it interesting for people and pique their interest, because you want them to get to click and read and watch more, because that counts as more views. And you just want them to stay consuming on your page for as long as possible. So when you have IGTV videos, stories, lives, it keeps them on your page. And that's the whole goal.
So when we're growing an account, is it okay? Are you saying a core strategy would be to leverage more viral content to get some traction, to get the engagement up, to get the reach up? I guess there's, walk me through the strategy. Are we trying to get to a point where we're just posting, Grant Cardone's just posting Grant Cardone, but Grant Cardone is also a celebrity. So like, maybe walk us through the stages so we can understand like why I'm doing this right now. Fitness people will really understand this, because you can't do Olympic lifts until you master planks. So there's a progression in growing an account. What do these progression stages look like?
Yeah, so I would say the first progression is if you're just starting out on Instagram and you don't really have, you have a fresh new account, you need traffic to it. So if you just post your own content, it's probably not going to get a lot of traffic because no one really is watching it. So 60% reposts, 40% original content would be the first progression. And as you start to see like what goes viral and what's like getting you more likes and engagement on your content, start to create content like that yourself. And that's really the next progression. You go step by step, start using more hashtags, like maybe 10 to 15 different hashtags with a different number of posts on them, like from big hashtags that have millions of posts to hashtags that have smaller number of posts, start to get more engagement and followers. And then as you're making friends, like second and third progressions is creating a network. Okay. So as your account is growing and reaching more people with the viral content, with your content, make friends that are in your industry and niche and start engagement groups. Basically get a group of a total of 15 people, you and 14 people, create a group like fitness trainers or personal training, like coaches group number one. And you guys all like and comment on each other's posts throughout the day. So when you post, you drop a link into that group and say posted. And then everybody's supposed to like and comment on each other's posts throughout the day. And when you get in enough of these direct message DM group networks and you get enough engagement on your posts several times throughout the day, your posts are going to reach more people. They're going to get more impressions, reach followers, saves, everything that it takes to grow your page. So that's the first page progression.
So traffic, hashtags, network. And how often do you recommend, I'm in a group, probably thinking of it now, probably should switch it up. How often would you recommend it, or would you just say be in multiple groups? I'm in a group of 10 guys and we're always just commenting on each other's stuff. Yeah, it gives every post a bit of a lift, but you recommend, what are we looking for? Like 100 comments from your DM groups before like things start to pick up? Or what's like some good metrics to aim for? Or is it just scale it up?
Yeah, it is scaling up, because as like you grow your account, you're going to be able to get into bigger groups, or you can pay to get into these groups too. You can reach out to other big pages and say, hey, do you know of any engagement groups that I can get into? I'm just starting out, like I only have 500 followers, but I'd be willing to pay you because your account's super big, to get into some of your engagement groups with accounts that have 100,000 followers, 200,000 followers plus. Do you know any? And by simply making an offer to that, like that, you can get into other big engagement groups a lot faster, even though you have a smaller page. Because the key is, like you said, to get in a bunch of these groups, as many as you can, and to get likes and engagement from accounts that are way bigger than your page. Because if you get a comment from a page that has like maybe 2 million followers or 1 million followers, like that's going to hold more weight than a like from a account that has 100,000 followers or 50,000 followers.
Gotcha. So Instagram can track. So not all comments are created equal and not all likes are created equal.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So if I had just the president and some celebrities comment on my stuff, nobody else, that would be better.
Yeah. Like when you have other people with the blue checks, like celebrities, and you have bigger pages that have bigger engagement, and
I mean to cut you off. So what's the secret to making, like, again, you want to make sure I can hear what people might be thinking. I want to make my comments authentic. Are these people posting authentic comments, like, or is it something that all works as a unit where you've got the organic comments coming from your actual content, and then you've got some additional comments coming from the engagement groups that might not be as authentic? Can you help me understand that? So this is a strategy that I need to embrace, because I know a lot of people say, I don't want to do it like that. What would your response be to that?
Yeah, I usually just say, then hire my company, right? Because you can simply post your own content then, and then we can do all the growth hacks and the shout outs and the hashtags, engagement groups ourselves. But for other people like who don't really want to do that, it's hard to just, I think everything in life, you, like, you simply have to have a balance of growth hacking and authenticity and mix the two. Because right on social media, you can show people anything that you want to show. You can be like, pretend to live a crazy life, rent these cars and rent these houses and mansions and not really be authentic, which I don't support. But
right.
I think it's having a mix, trying to do what you can with the money that you have, and also being vulnerable and authentic with your content. Now, I would call these, Vince, semi-organic growth hacks, meaning that these are tactics and strategies that you can use if you want to grow a little bit faster and reach more people, because it takes a team and a community to grow faster, right? Because if you're just on your own and you're just posting your own content, that's fine. But you can grow very slow and steady, but it's a lot harder to do now in 2021. The organic days of Instagram are gone. So you need a team and a crew to grow faster. And you can make different rules for these groups. You can say, hey, the comments have to be 5 words plus, deep, like meaningful comments, right? If you don't leave those types of comments, then we'll have to kick you out of the group.
Got it. I like it. That's great. So I like how you mentioned the mix. You've got to work the algorithm, but at the same time, you've got to also be bringing great content. That's a lot of people listening, they're probably influencers, coaches, experts. They want to also nurture these leads. And we can talk about the monetization piece first. So we've got to nurture all these new followers coming to the account. I'd love to chat about that. But let's just talk about how to actually grow the account, or shout out methods, maybe some insights on what if I wanted to do this myself, how would I start, versus you can go to guys like yourself and you guys can drive a certain amount of followers in a certain window of time. That's your, because you have the networks, which pages to post certain content on. Kind of share us both sides.
Yeah. Step one, like repost. Like step two, you have to get your content seen and discoverable so that people can find you. So that's why people use hashtags. So I would start, if you're like in the fitness or coaching space, use other hashtags like fitness or exercise videos, workout videos. And some of these hashtags have millions of posts on them. So you want to start with really big hashtags and then niche down, narrow down, find hashtags that have smaller number of posts on them, like maybe between 50 to 100,000 posts. And Instagram's going to show you like all of the related, if you type in hashtag fitness, Instagram is going to show you all of the related hashtags to fitness. And you can scroll left and find hashtags that have maybe 100,000 posts on them, 50,000 posts. And you're going to write these down and create a list of hashtags, like about 20 to 30 hashtags, and create multiple sets of hashtags and rotate these hashtags throughout the month to see which ones perform the best and give you more engagement and followers. Like, that's step two. The step three is getting into these engagement groups and networks. And you can also do shout for shouts. So you can say, hey, you know, we're going to do a shout out train. So, you know, this account is going to be first. So everybody like repost one of their pictures or take a screenshot of their page and promote them in your Instagram stories. Say, hey, follow @ Vince Del Monte for more awesome, like amazing, like fitness, like workout tips and videos or something like that. Or for follow @ for more motivational advice and more motivation. And people can just, you know, simply take a screenshot of their account and all other 14 people do that. And you're going to get other people to follow you for free.
Got it. So those are organized follow trains where you round up a bunch of guys and you all take screenshots of each person's account and you take turns saying, hey, here's another person you should follow for these reasons.
Yeah, because you guys are already helping each other out because you're in a group and network in your first place. You might as well help support each other by promoting each other.
Got it. I mean, okay.
That's one way. Or you can pay for shout outs, right? You can reach out to big pages and say, hey, how much do you charge for a shout out? Maybe have $50 and say, hey, I got $50. What can you do? I'd love to be promoted on your wall.
I love it. Just get to the point. Hey, what does it cost? You guys do shout outs. Is there a way to find pages specifically that do shout outs? Do they have any identifiers or anything on their account? Or do you have to private message all these people?
Usually in their Instagram bio, they say, hey, like DM me for shout outs or DM me for promotions or advertising. And so what I do is I'd start with some of these like repost pages where it's like maybe a page called 24 hour success or like 24/7 motivation or like there's all these different pages. Like once you start to search on hashtags, like if you click the fitness hashtag or entrepreneurship or motivational quotes hashtag, you're going to see accounts that hit the top post for that hashtag. And you can see who they follow and who liked on their post. And you can start to go to some of these pages and reach out to them and see if you can get anyone to respond. And
You just answered a question I know everybody has. Everyone asks me, how do you find these pages? And it's a cumbersome process, but you just tell everyone that you got to start with the hashtag and then you find out what's showing up at the top. And then you see who they're following. And then you essentially, now you have access to the right trail, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
That's good. So I got all these new followers coming to my account now. I'm selling, let's say for myself, I'm selling a high ticket, you know, fitness business coaching program. How do I begin to nurture those new people coming to the post, to the page? Because the growth content is going to have more of a broader appeal. How much like niche specific content do I put on the feed, or do I save that all for the stories? So how do I start to monetize my page so I get people to message and I can start conversations, to book calls, to eventually actually cash in on all these new followers? And what's that process look like of nurturing the new followers?
Yeah, so there's really two ways that people are growing right now is through shout outs and then also by doing Clubhouse, because Clubhouse has taken off. It's really popular now. And so people go on a panel and give some value on Clubhouse. And then they're like, hey, let's stay connected on Instagram. Here's my Instagram account. For each person that DMs me, I'm going to give you a special free gift, right? This course normally costs $2,000. It's part of my fitness business coaching program. Normally you sell this for $2,000, but because you've been such a great crowd and you've been following me, you could say this, DM me and we'll send you and hook you up. And then they get into your funnel and your ecosystem And you can do that same thing on the Instagram platform. Once you have 10,000 followers, you can do the Instagram stories swipe up. So you can put links in your Instagram stories with the call to action. So I think it's pretty much just being clear and direct when you go live on your Instagram. Give some value. Say, hey, I'm going to be going live this date, this time. You can say that on one of your main feed posts. And you can also say that, send some gentle reminders on your stories. And when you go live, give a massive value PDF or book or checklist or some type of mini course where people can learn more about what you do, see some results, and then book a strategy call with your team, like to get the extra bonuses, right? I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to give you this mini course that normally charge $2,000 for free if you opt in, and then you'll get into your email sequences. And then say for these extra bonuses, like your bonus stack, let's set up a strategy call with me or my team so you can get this and that also free. Yeah. Just because we want to help you guys.
Yeah. So what you're doing is you're getting the people that would be most interested to show up for something, for a value added give. And then at the end of the live, you're going to have the hottest lead. So that's something you would do consistently just to make sure the people that would be most engaged in your offer are having an opportunity to reach out. So you create some inbound messages and then take it from there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's really good, Zach. Let's just wrap up. Where's the state of Instagram right now? What are some of the do's and don'ts? What's changed recently? Anything that I might not know that's maybe some like insiders? Like I know reels are, I've been told I got to do reels more often. What are your ATV? You got, do I have to just do all of it? People get overwhelmed with everything. Personally, I'm consistent on my feed daily. I'm consistent on my stories daily. We do polls. We've done shout outs for a good streak. Comments are really good. They get people messaging. We do focus on viral content that people can engage with, more mainstream, not like really niche specific content. That helps a lot. I haven't done reels, but I've been told I need to start doing reels 3 times a week. What am I missing? Or what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, I would really say do what you can with the time that you have. As you're simply just living life, that's when you should be creating stories, right? Because stories are the background, like what's happening behind the scenes. And really, it's just about consistency, committing to doing what you can. And I recommend just like the feed post, bare minimum, like 3 to 5 posts per week. Do stories as you're just simply living your life. We're always doing IGTV videos too, because we're seeing a lot of good engagement on there. And we're trying to go live like maybe every other week at least. But it's just about consistency, doing these small things that that seem to make no difference at all, like when you're actually doing them. But if you can just keep doing them little by little, they're going to compound into bigger results for your Instagram and your business. But it's not like overthinking. It's just doing what you can with the time that you have and being consistent with it, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, consistency compounds, as John Maxwell says. No, I love that. All right. I think I might have had another question or two. Are there any other? So I know some of the other stuff you do, maybe just this isn't something I do, but working with the top 1% of celebrities. What do you mean by that? When your account grows, like what type of new opportunities, like help me see the value of a larger account? What kind of doors start to appear?
Yeah, because when you can say that you've worked with this person or that person, like that's street cred and shaves time off of your business curve. So you can skyrocket faster because you can tap into their network and their relationships, and that equals more referrals. And then you get endorsements and testimonials from them that you can use for your ads. And then from there, it's okay, if he's working with the best already, then I got to use him. So it's easier to close deals. The way that I've done it is just plain and simple. I've simply found out some things that these big guys, big people struggled with. And I figure out a way to deliver it to them for free and just give freely. I gave freely all the time, you know, and don't ask for anything in return. So I surprise them with a gift, and that creates, opens the door and gives the, starts the relationship. Then I figure out other ways to help them at either a discounted cost or doing the work for free for them for 6 months to a year. And once I've actually proved myself, then they're like, okay, we've been burned. We've been promised things. We've paid a lot of money for stuff, but it's cool. Like, you're approaching us in a different way where we have no risk at all. And actually it worked. So let's do some business. Let's partner. Like, I'll get your testimonial video. Let's blast out to my whole coaching program, and let's create some type of JV or partnership. And you know how I've done it is just that way, those ways.
Would you say this is how you started to connect with the big dogs, like the Russell Brunsons and that, or those come from referrals, or those, is that outbound messaging, or how do you land a gig? How do you land a shark like that? What kind of hooks are you using?
How I did it was so this is exactly how I got Russell Brunson as a client, and then how I also signed him up for our LinkedIn influencer program, because we help people become LinkedIn influencers now. And so basically almost 3 years ago. Okay. So take it way back. Roland Frazier posted up a post like on Facebook. Who do you know who's the IG genius? Got on a call with him, worked out a deal, like a cool thing for him where he was just like, wow, like you're actually really knowledgeable about this. Like, why don't you speak at the War Room? And so I flew there, paid everything for myself, spoke at the War Room for 20 minutes, made some friends, got this guy, Josh Felber, as a client, Making Bank podcast, did some work for him and helped him out with stuff, like got him like verified for free and just hooked him up. And then he's like, you got to know my buddy, Ed O'Keefe, Traffic Mastery Live. So then I worked out a thing with Ed and was like, okay, I'll speak for free, Ed, 20 minutes, peer value, all of my growth hacks. And then I spoke there. And then John Parks was in the audience, the master of traffic and VP of marketing for ClickFunnels. And then I worked on his account and then did help ClickFunnels with stuff, cut them an amazing deal. And so I've learned that do things for free, save people money, get them amazing results fast, it gets your foot in the door. And they all have kind of their gatekeepers. So if you can do an amazing job on their accounts or their friends, that leads to the big dogs. And then even with Russell's accounts, I'm like, hey, I normally charge this, but for Russell, and because it's you guys, I'll take so much off. And then that's how I did it. And it's other just like networks and friends that maybe have these personal connections with these people. So then I can get to like the VP or the president of the company.
Amazing.
And then, yeah.
And okay, this was amazing. For some reason, my notebooks are out of paper, so I've been taking notes on a napkin, but it's pretty much full. I can still read it too. So thank you for sharing all your amazing growth hacks. Is there anything else, do's or don'ts, or anything you want to chat about, just like your projections? I love hearing guys like yourself. What are your predictions for, like, a lot of people are overwhelmed. They come into the space, like, should I be doing LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Clubhouse? Like, just maybe speak to the future. What are you seeing as like, where should I be concentrating? Where should I be putting my, you know, resources, emotional energy? Where is there a future?
I think the future, like as of right now, future Clubhouse and Instagram, because they go hand in hand. Like everybody's focused on Clubhouse, Instagram, and LinkedIn, because you can attach those accounts to Clubhouse. So I would really focus on those three, because they're all like so different. Because Clubhouse is like the new podcast thing too. Podcast/mastermind community. And then Instagram is more visual, like personal life. And LinkedIn is more like business and more for like business professionals. So I really focus on those three.
Yeah. John Lee, one of your other clients, like he grew his Clubhouse like to over 100,000 like in a few weeks. It was insane. Is there any, like, I grew to about 2,500 right out of the gate. I was on there, I think the first few weeks, but the past month I've just had to, I'd love to maybe, you've mentioned Clubhouse a few times. I think I'd be crazy if I didn't ask you a question about Clubhouse. What's the approach, the proper approach? Is it, sounds like you got to get into rooms with reputable individuals, get up on stage and have something really significant to say. But it sounds like it is a pretty big time investment in order to grow the following. Just your thoughts on, is there payoff? Like, who's it for? Who's it not for? Is it something I should be giving more attention to? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so I'm not personally like super active on Clubhouse, but I have a lot of friends that spend hours and hours per day, and they have massive accounts now. It's really just, again, tapping into their network and then saying, yeah, dude, of course, I'll bring you up on stage. So it's like really like your connections and your network, like everybody who's part of your coaching program, like you guys just help each other out and get each other on, start rooms and groups, get each other on stages and just go and talk about a topic together. That's really what it is. But I would say just using your time wisely, thinking of things that you can help people with, whether that's a new like fitness or workout program or nutrition program, figuring out ways to help them crush their goals, like a big influencer for free. That doesn't cost you a lot of money. It doesn't cost you a lot of time. And then from there saying, wow, like impressing that person, saying, wow, you really are an expert. I saw some gains and transformations. Like, and then if they say, hey, how can I help you? Or what can I do for you? Then ask them for a favor and say, hey, I'd like love to go on Clubhouse with you, talk about like how we helped you and just some different values. And then boom, you go straight to the top. And then,
wow.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Dude, that was gold. Dude, you've been dropping loads of gems left and right, man. This has been super, super awesome, super helpful. Maybe we can just wrap up and share. Yeah, so tell us about Assistagram too, exactly what you guys do, and then how can people get in contact with you and get more plugged into your world?
Yeah, so Assistagram is my company, and think of it as just like your own personal virtual assistant that's just doing everything for you, right? Growing your account, creating content for you, editing your videos, polishing up your pictures so they look nice and good, and then posting them for you. So we do the hashtags, engagement groups, hands-off experience for your Instagram and now LinkedIn too. And yeah, pretty much you just hire us to do everything on your social medias and to help you dominate on social media. And you can check us out at assistagram.com. That's our website.
Oh, amazing. And how can people get in contact with Zach Benson?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you guys. I'd love to connect and, you know, hear your stories and figure out ways how we can help and support each other. So you can find me on Instagram, Zach Vacay. So Zach Vacay is my Instagram account. Normally I'm always traveling the world.
Your pictures are insane. You just make me feel like I'm living a non-important life over. Yeah, your last trip was epic.
Yeah, I was staying in one of Will Smith's favorite hotels, Soniva Johnny. So that was $48,000 a night.
And what?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't crazy. you can't just leave us hanging. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I pretty much figured out a way to travel the world for free because I don't have that much money. $48,000 a night is a lot. And I met kings and queens and royal families and all these famous people there. But how it all started was, again, like value exchange. Like I bought a big Instagram travel account and I said, hey, in exchange for free nights, breakfast, lunch, dinner, would be nice. Spa treatments would be amazing. Best available suite. I'm looking at these dates. Exchange for a few nights for me and my partner. We'd love to do the following. So I created a value stack. And I was like, hey, we'll do some positive Instagram posts. We'll create content, videos, images. It's all yours. Have 100% rights to it. We'll do reviews. So Facebook, TripAdvisor. I'm like top 3% on TripAdvisor with thousands and thousands of readers. And so I just created like a list of 12 things that we could help them with. Plus I'll do a free social media training, or plus I'll do a free like SEO audit on your page, or help you guys optimize your ads for free. And then I made a no-brainer offer And then that's how I've gotten over 700 nights for free just in the past like few years.
And jeez.
Yeah, I do that for people. And so I hook them up on free trips. And one year I got 150 nights for free at this hotel in Bali. And they paid me my monthly retainer. But because I created such massive value for them, they hooked me up and my friends. So I'd gift these trips to people to these tropical destinations like Bali. And I'd gift them like 10 nights for their 10-year anniversary. And I'm like, hey, just go here. I got the hookups. Once you get there, it's all on me. And I created really memorable experiences, epic experiences for people and gave it away for free. And that's how I've created some of these amazing relationships and network with people, is by just helping them out and doing something that no one has ever done for them before, where they're like, wow, this is a really big gift.
You're telling me. you're telling me. That's not an everyday.
Let me know where you want to go, Vince.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I should put my wife on the phone here so I don't mess it up. Yeah, tell me where I need to go. I haven't traveled for 700 nights. You tell me, what's my first stop? Top three spots I need to go. Well, tell me about the kids. Where's a good kids destination? I can't go to like some hedonism resort or something like that. My wife would, where the hell did you bring us? What's a good family resort, family spot?
Good family spot is Soneva Fushi, which is the sister hotel to Soneva Johnny, which is Will Smith's favorite. But it's a family hotel, and it's a beautiful island. And they have a massive, like, kids. It's like a mini Disney where they have all of these fun. It is like a mini Disney. So they have all these activities, caretakers, babysitters. It's really fun for the kids. So I'd recommend Soneva Fushi in the Maldives. That's one of my favorite places. But really, I'm always looking for just like kids friendly resorts and hotels, because like you said, yeah, most of these places are like adult only or things like that. So
trips on the wild side, yeah, those days are over for me. Zach Benson, thank you much, man. I appreciated you sharing all those knowledge bombs on my Instagram for everybody's Instagram's account, everyone's Instagram growth hacking strategies and approaches. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. And for everybody tuning in, please take a screenshot of this episode and share this with at least one person that would be inspired or is looking to grow their Instagram account. It's Zach Vacay, ZachVacay. Tag Zach, tag myself, and we'll put his information in the show notes as well. Give us a shout out and we'll likely reshare with our audiences as well, to inspire a lot of people to take action, grow your accounts, and to have these opportunities that come as you lead with value and you focus on mastering the skills of growing these platforms. Thanks so much, brother.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And that's it for this episode. If you want to hang out with more serious online fitness coaches who are starting, growing, or scaling profitable online fitness businesses, then you're going to want to head on over to vincedelmonte.ca/group, where I do a free weekly training on the smartest and easiest way to build a high ticket fitness empire in less time. This is my free Facebook group, and this is where all the deep dive, amazing, instantly implementable advice gets dropped that you're not going to want to miss. And thank you for listening to the Vince Del Monte podcast. And if you're getting value from this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. And if you'd like to get yourself 3 free samples of the world's only all-day energy pre-workout preload, leave a review on iTunes, screenshot it, and send it to my blue verified account on Instagram. All you got to do is go to @VinceDelMonte, send it on over. We'll get your address and we'll ship 3 free samples to your front door to give you all day energy, just as a little token of my appreciation for supporting the show and getting the word out there. We'll see you next time.